My name is Tom Christensen, and I'm from Lyneborough, another person from the southern part of the state. I called my counselor, Deborah Pignatelli, and asked her to do whatever she could do to hold a hearing in the southern part of the state, because I know there's hundreds of people that want to speak and don't have the time to get up here. And I think Phil Blastos gave a good enough reason why you, Commissioner, can hold additional hearings. As you stated earlier, you've learned a lot from these meetings. And we're just a fraction of the people that want to speak. This rule is so complex that I would hope that you would tell whoever you're going to tell that you want to extend these hearings, because there are so many complications to this law that, in fact, I went to Plymouth the other night. I didn't speak. I thought I was going to get some answers. I came away from that meeting with a lot more questions than answers. And I think that you are finding that you're also having more questions. So please, do whatever you can to get additional hearings. Yesterday, I said, what can I do? And I said, I'm going to write the governor of the state of New Hampshire, because I think that he can take some action to bring this thing into the light of day. And I'll read you my letter to the governor. I also sent it to all of the counselors. Dear Governor Lynch, I am writing to you regarding the new LLC tax, which you signed into law in July in 2009. I believe the first hearing of the proposed rules guiding this law was held during the day in Concord on December 16th. Since I could not attend that meeting, I attended the meeting in Plymouth last night. And I believe that was a continued meeting from Berlin a couple of days prior to Plymouth. I attended this hearing thinking that I would get clear insight into who or what will be taxed under this new law. Needless to say, I came away from this hearing with many more additional questions and no answers to my earlier questions. I am sure that you are troubled by this process as I am. I believe I have a solution to this dilemma. You, as governor, could make the case that the tax should not be effective until 2010, based on the New Hampshire Constitution, Article 23. You can make this finding based on a ruling of the Attorney General's interpretation of the New Hampshire Constitution, Article 23, retrospective laws prohibited. This will then give DRA adequate time to hold hearings in the southern part of the state, and it will give the legislature time to perfect whatever they feel needs perfecting. I hope that in this way it will all work out. It is in keeping with a fair and honest way we do business in New Hampshire. Sincerely, Tom Christensen. I was glad to see Ray Burton here tonight. Thank you, Ray, for coming. That's all that I have to say. Thank you.